just put our embarrassing things on Front Street. Why not?
And by the way, people were saying, like, oh, the horror movie you're looking for is Clemson going to UNC in basketball. And I'm like, this is not a snuff film.
No. Yeah, we're not talking about Hostel right now. We're talking about...
We might talk about Hostel later, but...
Yeah, I had that on here.
Me too. Actually, I had Hostel 2, but I won't spoil which one. Because Hostel 2 is much more gross. Welcome to an ACC podcast. I am Lauren Brownlow, and it's Halloween. I love Halloween. Guys, I really, really love Halloween. And I am really thrilled to be joined by someone else who also loves Halloween and loves horror movies, Emily Brand. You might know her as the Sports Broad on Twitter. There was nobody else I wanted to have on to like compare horror movies and ACC football. So hello.
Well, I think ACC football just lends itself to being compared to horror movies for the most part.
It really does. It really does. And yeah, I feel like I'm on an island sometimes. Like I can't get people to see horror movies with me. my voice is like slowly coming back, by the way, for everybody concerned. I know. But yeah, I wanted to break down this week while also incorporating Halloween and horror movies. Naturally, the first game we get on our slate is one that is its own sort of horror movie. And that's NC State going to Wake Forest. Yeah, that's been a place where NC State has not had a whole lot of success. That's probably an understatement. They have won there exactly once since Philip Rivers was in school.
Oh, Philip Rivers. he still haunts my nightmares, I'm not going to lie.
Well, Wake Forest haunts NC State fans' nightmares. They usually beat State at home, although last year was certainly an exception. I know they want to sort of flip the script a little bit if they can, and sort of be the spoiler for Wake at this point. But man, so I don't, this was a hard horror movie for me. I actually crowdsourced this one last night.
So what did you come up with for this one?
So God, I was trying not to go like too indie. But I kind of felt like I was trying to think of a movie where people keep going back to a place that they know is bad. And nothing came like readily to mind because all of the haunting movies, I feel like start out with people not knowing that a place is haunted and just staying there even when they do, but they don't know it to begin with.
There are a few, like, if anybody has a Shudder account, there's like three movies called Hell House LLC. Where, like, it's just documentary filmmakers continue to go try to make a documentary about this hotel where everybody dies. And spoiler alert, everybody dies. So that kind of fits. But I had this one as kind of Nightmare on Elm Street because, like you said, it's a house of horrors for NC State. They don't ever do well.
They don't get out alive, for sure. I ended up writing down Triangle last night. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yes, I have.
I love that movie. Weird. It's super weird, but it's like NC State is on this loop and it doesn't know it's in the loop until it's too late. I don't know if that's a perfect analogy for that one. I probably should have said spoiler alert. Cause if you haven't seen that movie, you should see it. Like it's really good.
I feel like we should just give a blanket spoiler alert to all of this entire podcast if we're going to be talking about horror movies.
That's probably true. But yeah, that's, I did also have like Blair Witch Project because it's like, they knew that they were going into like a haunted situation.
That's very true. It could be some good found footage. You just kind of watch it later. Nobody really knows what the internet is yet. So it's all real, guys.
Found footage. I don't know if this game's on the AC. It's not on the ACC network. I don't think I'm not sure. But found footage feels it's on ESPN. So that's definitely not found footage. Oh boy.
So this is like Blockbuster.
Oh no. Oh no.
Let's just put our embarrassing things on Front Street. Why not?
And by the way, people were saying, like, oh, the horror movie you're looking for is Clemson going to UNC in basketball. And I'm like, this is not a snuff film.
So. Yeah, we're not talking about Hostel right now. We're talking about
We might talk about Hostel later, but
yeah, I had that on here.
Me too. Actually, I had Hostel 2, but I won't spoil which one because Hostel 2 is much more gross. Oh boy. So yeah, state needs to, that's one that I feel like state really needs right now. Just, they need just something to feel good about. They're coming off a bye. Wake's defense is pretty banged up. State's starting a new quarterback. They at least need to play better offensively. Like, that's the bar we're looking for here for state. But yeah, that's, Wake is ranked. This feels like a spot for disappointment, but, I don't know what to make of this one, really. If Wake's the team that could disappoint, like, what? I don't know how Wake usually does in this spot. Wake hasn't been in this spot a whole lot.
It's been so long since they've been in this spot.
It really has. So it's this stuff for me to call. And as I have said, and I know you probably agree with me on this, everyone else in the ACC that's not Clemson is the Coastal. So.
Oh, yes.
Wake and State are not immune.
I am fully on board with Coastal Chaos for the first year ever. So.
I'm the same as you. Like, you and I both have been on this cause of, like, the Coastal has never been as bad as people have said it is, but it totally is.
But it is this year.
This year, y'all are right. Okay. Like,
this is the first year that it actually makes sense. And as a Georgia Tech fan, if you're telling me that my team's going to go 4-4 in conference, sign me up. That means we're winning the next, like, 3. So I'm in.
Hey, like, I mean, who's to say they won't? I can't say that. I really can't. Not after they beat Miami. Now all bets are off.
You messed around and let them believe.
Oh boy.
You can't do that.
No. Oh my God. Cause I'm like, well, the Coastal is going to be chaotic except Georgia Tech. And yeah. Okay. But look, I mean, the Atlantic's been the same way, sort of, except for obviously Clemson, but then that gets us to our next game on the docket here. Boston College at Syracuse. And Syracuse, I think, has been like kind of the exception in a bad way, right?
Syracuse themselves is just, that's hocus pocus, like 100%, because you don't know why, but you end up watching it like every time it's on. You just kind of sit there like, what am I doing with my life?
Oh my God, that's so good for Syracuse. That's so perfect because it's true. And they're usually on Fridays and stuff too. So you're like,
yes, like, I don't know why this game is not kicking at 6:45 on Friday. Oh my God. I don't get it.
You're so right about that.
Like, this game should be Friday the 13th because it should be played on like original Sportsnet at like 5 o'clock on Friday.
Oh my God, that's so perfect.
And then Syracuse is hocus pocus because they're the new kid still, kind of. They have this weird thing with the hot chick, which is Clemson, where nobody really understands what's going on there ever. They have this cat that follows them around. That's Pittsburgh. It dies at the end. Spoiler. And like, if ever there's going to be a team that has a virgin light of candle, it just feels like it would be Syracuse.
Oh my God. That is so perfect. I can't even. This also makes me want to go back and like, did you give movies to State and Wake? Because I don't want to.
I didn't give movies to State and Wake. Some teams weren't their own movie. Some matchups weren't their own movie. Like, I don't even have one for Boston College. It's just like, Syracuse is hocus pocus. Like, it just is.
No, that's totally perfect. I did give Wake Trick or Treat.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because like, that's a movie that's not a lot of people have heard of. And didn't get a lot of acclaim when it was released or anything like that. But it's actually like sneaky good and super underrated. And
yeah, it's like a cult. It's like got a cult following too. Like, people love it if they know about it.
Yeah, I had never seen it until actually like a couple years ago. And I was like, this movie is really freaking good. That's Wake Forest. You just don't know about it, but it's still really good. sometimes. Sometimes.
When they decide to be.
Yeah, but. I did not assign movies to a lot of the teams either, unless the mood struck me, but I did assign movies to all of the games. And Boston College Syracuse, I had a really hard time with. I went with House of 1,000 Corpses because it makes you feel guilty when you're done watching it. I mean, and it's just unnecessarily disgusting.
Yeah, it's extremely uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah. It's very disturbing. And you feel, when you're done watching it, you legit feel like something is wrong with you.
Yeah. Like, why did I sit through that? And why did I kind of sort of enjoy it? Like,
yes.
It's
yes. That's our sickness.
That's
our ACC.
That is absolutely ACC football. Why did I sit through that? And why did I enjoy it?
That's a House of a Thousand Corpses, like something that borders on, it's not a snuff film, obviously, because that has its own meaning, but like it does make you feel like you're watching something that is violent and gross for the sake of being violent and gross. In real life, though, why is Syracuse favorite against literally anyone?
I don't know.
Like, they're a 3-point favorite. Ew.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They have like a historically bad offense right now. It's just, it's not good, you know?
I mean, are they getting like that just because it's at home?
I guess, but like, is that really?
No.
You know, and?
Do they have a home field advantage to speak of? I don't know.
They have, but you know, why would you, like, if you're a Syracuse football fan, I know they won 10 games last year, but at this point, like, you know, do some house cleaning. Just stay home.
Just do something. I don't know.
Get ready for the mini snows that are sure to fall upon you very soon.
Salt your drive or whatever these people do. I don't know. I live in Atlanta.
Right. Get your snow tires on, question mark? I don't know. We don't have snow tires here, again, because we don't get weather that much. That's why we're not prepared for it. Don't at me.
Nor should we be. I am on team. Right. Just close the city down for a day. It'll be fine tomorrow.
I will say this. I do hate that. Like, I hate that we have to do that because it's inconvenient, you know, and it's hard, especially when you have a kid. It's like your work still expects you there half the time. But, you know, so it's a weird balance of like, I don't want to go to work today, but, you know, I have to. And then what am I going to do with my kid? But like, yeah, I mean, we're not prepared for these types of things, people. Like, get over it. We don't have snow tires. Why don't you bring your snow tires along with your Wegmans and whatever? And I like Wegmans, so I'm not saying anything. That's my new grocery store. But anyway, sometimes they're right about this stuff, and they were right about the Wegmans. I will say that. I'm impressed.
I don't think I have a Wegmans near me, so.
Yeah, ours just opened. It's pretty cool. Like, the prices are really good. That's ultimately all I care about. That and the whole like one-stop shopping of it all.
That's fair.
I love that.
I'm pretty strongly still team Publix because I love Publix.
I really liked it. It's just I was paying way more than I was paying at other places.
Oh,
which,
yeah. It's
but I did like it.
It's been, yeah, it's, I just like, I like their app, though. Like, you can look up on their
app. Oh, the app's great.
Like, what aisle is this in this particular store that I'm in? It's the most helpful thing in the world.
Yeah, it's really good. This game, like, ultimately means nothing, honestly. Like, it really means nothing. Boston College could sneak into a bowl and save Steve Adazio's job, which would be the most Steve Adazio thing ever.
Absolutely.
Like, I guess, I don't know. The one thing I do want to say about this game is that, like, did you see that thing that Brett McMurphy put out yesterday?
Yes.
About, like, so, like, yeah, everyone's favorite musician, all the ACC coaches, and John Swofford, whose favorite musician is his brother, who went by the stage name Oliver and was like super 60s and a total hippie. But Steve Adazio's was James Taylor. And I just feel like this is incorrect.
Yeah, no, that there's no way that's accurate. I refuse to believe it. I actually had to Google Jeff Collins because reggae is
what was that?
It's a reggae artist. Not my genre. Yeah, right? I would expect him to have some Atlanta hip hop on there. He's got Stick Figure, totally, which is apparently a reggae artist because I had to look him up on Spotify. And then I made a joke about how Coach Collins was 100% going to 420 Fest. And then I looked up and Stick Figure played at 420 Fest like 2 years ago.
Oh my God. Now, okay. You know what? This, now that I know who that is, like, I'm okay. I see you, Jeff Collins. All right.
I mean, any man that loves Waffle House that much is probably into reggae. That checks out.
I've talked about this before in this podcast, and I am glad I have you now to bring this up. But like, he's felt sort of try-hardy to me about the Atlanta stuff, which is fine. I get it. Like, he's selling it. Like, I get that. And it's a necessary switch in the opposite direction, right? But like, that's why this is a little impressive to me, because I just would have assumed he would have totally pandered and said like Outkast. Not that Outkast isn't great. Like, I would have believed him.
Oh yeah.
But Like, I would have totally thought he would have pandered, but he did not. Like, he went with his heart. So
you gotta respect it.
Yes. But that's really the only relevant thing we need to say about this football game. Like, if you care about yourself, don't watch it, which I'm glad State Wake have given me a reason to watch something else, because otherwise I probably would.
We've got a James Brown, James Taylor matchup here with Syracuse Boston College, according to McMurphy.
Yeah. Yeah. James Brown for Dino Babers, who is just the coolest person of all time. And I just hate that his team is like this, but they'll get better, because honestly, they can't get worse.
Don't say that, because I don't know. Maybe they could.
No, you're right. you know what? That's fair, Emily, because we've seen it. Syracuse has been worse in the past. That gets us to, 2:30. This must be a Central Time thing. Virginia Tech at Notre Dame.
Oh, it might. Well, it's at Notre Dame. So is it on NBC? That might be hard.
Actually, yes, it is on NBC. I know that Duke.
That's why it's a weird time.
I know Duke plays Notre Dame soon on ACC Network, which I was like, oh, I see you, ACC Network, getting a Notre Dame game. But yeah, Virginia Tech at Notre Dame. Look, man, I know Notre Dame looked bad, real bad, against Michigan. I guess this could be interesting, but I kind of doubt it.
Well, see, I've got this is my us game.
Ooh, interesting. Because, why is that?
Because Notre Dame is like one bad funhouse away from being Virginia Tech.
Oh my God.
They're very much tethers. Like, they're right in the same, they're doing the same things. It's just one is having a little bit more success because they're living above ground.
Oh my God. That is, wow. Okay.
But you can see it just like one thing goes wrong and Notre Dame is exactly where Virginia Tech is.
Yeah, no, you're right. And they should probably keep that in mind, considering, one little thing goes wrong. And I will not spoil that one, because that I saw that movie on the plane when I was going to when I was coming back from England, actually, like a week or so ago. And I loved it so much.
It's so good.
It was really, really good. Get Out was really good, too. I'm not even going to compare them, but like Us was so good. Yeah, I went with Pet Sematary because, like, it's one of those things where, like, you want one version of the team you want to see, and so you kind of, like, bury it, and then it's able to sort of resurrect, but it's not quite the version of the team that you thought you were going to get. Does that make sense? Like, I know, like, and that's sort of the case with both of these teams, honestly.
It came back wrong.
Right, like
they absolutely came back wrong.
Yeah, it's like wait, that's, they're wearing Notre Dame uniform, like that was sort of like Notre Dame last week. It's like, well, they're wearing Notre Dame uniforms, but like that team is haunted. And yeah, I don't know, it's just a weird, it's like, it's just not what you think it's gonna be, right? And not in a good way. And I think that's kind of what this game is. It's just not what you think it's gonna be, and I mean that in a bad way. Yeah, I don't, this game just has like, I don't know, written all over it. And also like, it's just, no, I want very little to do with this game, honestly. it feels kind of sad, which is also, Pet Sematary has its sad moments as well. Yeah. Like I tried to watch that on the plane and I actually had to turn it off because I remembered the beginning of the movie.
Oh yeah, no.
Which they foreshadow very heavily. And like, this was on my way to England and I had just left my kid. And I was like, no, turning this off right now. So that's kind of how I'll treat this game. Notre Dame's defense is really good. In theory, they should shut down Virginia Tech, but I don't even know who Virginia Tech's going to play at quarterback right now. Their offenses look better since they've switched quarterbacks, but, you know, there's no telling, really. And assuming this game isn't going to be played in the rain, I would assume that Notre Dame's offense will look way better because when it's played in rainstorms, Brian Kelly, for some reason, decides to throw 80,000 times.
I don't get it. I really don't.
How does he not learn? Stop it.
Yeah, you would think that that's a very simple lesson. Like, you would learn in game. You don't need to continue doing that, like, for multiple games.
He did it in a literal hurricane at NC State. And maybe he just thought, you know what? It's not windy. Like, we should pass fine. I don't know. Dude, in a driving rainstorm, try running the football. Just say it. Aye, aye, aye. That gets us to, oh boy. Miami, Florida State. Oh man, the great rivalry. It's on ABC 3:30 for a national audience to see that sadness factory. Oh my God. No, man. Oh my God. So
that's not going to help conference perception.
No. Oh God, no. This game for me is the Saw movies. Because
in that you would rather cut your foot off than watch it?
Well, in that, like, basically no matter the result, it's bad. Either choice is bad.
That's
right?
Yeah, like, it's pretty fair.
There's really no good outcome. You're going to have to make a painful... One of the outcomes is painful either way, right? Like, it's just... There's so much angst that's going to go along with either outcome of this football game, right? Like, either somebody's jaws are going to be, like, snapped open. That's still the grossest one for me.
Yeah, that one is really bad.
Yeah, those got, like, man... I watched every single one of those movies, except I think the last one. But like they really came up with some gross stuff. And that's really this game. I think I read Miami hasn't scored a rushing touchdown on them in like 4 years, something like that. Yeah. That's... And like, it's not like Florida State has been like a defensive juggernaut the last couple.
Well, I've got
2014.
Good. Good Lord. I've got it as Don't Look Now, because I don't know. Some of these are because of what's in the movie. Some of them are because of the name of the movie. And Don't Look Now just fits for Florida State. Miami.
Yeah.
I just have no interest.
Just, and this outcome too, like, again, you know, Florida State wins. Cool. Like, they're making progress. They've looked way better in the last few games here, and like, good for Willie Taggart, and this will get fans to calm down a little bit. But if Miami loses, like, then it's like, you know, there's nothing, no more goodwill for Manny Diaz. And I don't know. I guess I'm assuming Florida State's favored, right? I'm guessing.
Let me see. I didn't even see.
Yes. By 3. Oof. So that's like I guess that's basically a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Because like, it's at Florida State. Yeah. I mean, I can see why. It really depends on what Miami team you get, too. Like, Miami's defense is capable of keeping them in any football game. But, like, which Miami defense are you going to see? Are you going to see a good Miami offense? Like, I don't know. I really don't. And Florida State will let you hang around if you're careful. So, I don't know. Man. I don't know. I really don't know how this one's going to shake out, because again, like we've said, everyone is the Coastal except for Clemson, and this is no different. Like, ugh, it's hard. Like, just thinking about all the scenarios possible for this game kind of like turns my stomach, which is also why it's the Saw movies.
Yeah, I feel like Saw definitely does work for this one.
There's just no good outcome here. And even for the league too, there's no good outcome, no. Right? Because you want them both to be good. And
why,
like,
is that a national game?
I don't, oh boy, it's just history. And they're going to run like some montage before the game of like all the great games before.
Do you remember, guys, when these teams used to be good?
You're right. Oh God. It's just
so,
it's
many mean tweets. Ugly, man.
Oh, it's going to be good for the snark though, for sure. And it's better to watch that than the game that's also in this sort of time slot, which is, oh boy, Wofford at Clemson. This is an oddly timed game for me. Why are they playing Wofford right now? I don't really get it. But
I don't know. I've got this as your next, because obviously they're just coming in and just, they play with their food once a year, and then everybody else just gets demolished. And for some reason, Clemson takes hits for it. I don't understand that. But yeah, this is very much a, you're gonna get it, and it's gonna be fun to watch somebody just get absolutely.
I went with Hostel too, because like, that's just full of such gratuitous and bloody violence. This is also that. I also had Old Boy written down for that.
Ooh.
But
yeah,
like, Old Boy is way more watchable than this will be. So I felt like that was not fair to Old Boy.
I have Clemson has their own movie for me. They are, it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. because they've got a rock. So you know, they're very like every time he goes around and gets trick or treat, he gets a rock. And so they have a rock. They are very proud of the rock. They talk about the rock a lot. I don't understand it. It's just a rock, but you have a rock. So congratulations. You're Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's pretty good. That actually reminds me, I didn't give Virginia Tech a movie, but I did give them a villain, and it's Michael Myers. Like, it's not close. Every time you think they should be dead, they're not dead. Like, every time.
I have them as I Know What You Did Last Summer, because I remember when you used to do things.
That's true. I mean, like, comparatively, you're right. Like, they're not doing anything. But, like, we did this when they got killed by Duke, and it was like, oh, Virginia Tech, how many games are they going to win? Are they going to fire Justin Fuente? And then, lo and behold.
Just enough to get bowl eligible. And
yep. That's more what I mean about the dead part, like, the bowl eligible part. Everyone's like, oh, they're not going to be bowl eligible. I'm like, y'all, don't do this. Like, we all have seen this.
You know how easy it is to become bowl eligible?
There's that. There's their schedule, another. And then it's also like, hello. This is like when God, what did she do? She was so dumb in the first Halloween. Like, she just left Michael Myers there after, like, hitting him in the head.
Yeah, she, like, she stabbed him with a straightened out coat hanger. And then she ran to, like, send the kids away. And then she just sat there.
Yes. I was like, hey, idiot. Like, no one would die from that. Ah, that was annoying. Because she was so smart in, like, every other conceivable way, but except for, like, knowing if he's dead.
Yeah, and, like, there's no checking. There's no double tap. There's none of that. Right.
And that's the mistake you all made with Virginia Tech. Like, you stabbed them with a weak coat hanger and then thought they were dead.
Weak coat hanger Duke? Because that's kind of fitting.
Yes. Actually, I think that's kind of true. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's, and so, like, that's as much as we really need to talk about Wofford Clemson, too. I thought about doing a movie where, like, someone kills a dog, but I didn't want to look that up either, because that's upsetting.
Well, that's Halloween. Michael Myers does kill a dog in Halloween. You've got Hills Have Eyes, they kill dogs, too.
That's true, and I suppose Pet Sematary, although they didn't, the dog just died, right? I'm trying to remember. It's been so long since I've seen it. I had only seen the old version.
Yeah, I've only seen the old version.
Okay, you haven't seen the new one yet either?
No.
Okay. God. I had to stop, not only because, like, it was alluding to, you know,
child
the
death.
Kid getting, right? Yeah. The kid getting, like, hit by a car.
Horrifically, like, killed by a semi-truck.
Oh, God. Yeah. And so I knew, but, like, also the foreshadowing, when I watched, like, the first, like, 5 minutes of this movie and then turned it off, but, like, the new one, and the foreshadowing was so thick, like, that I was just like, all right, not only would this be upsetting to watch, but now I'm just annoyed at, like, how unsubtle y'all are. Like, I already think this is trash. I'm just going to move on. but yeah, so that gets us to your Yellow Jackets.
Yay.
4 o'clock.
Homecoming.
It's homecoming.
It's homecoming.
Oh my God. I hope that was on purpose.
I mean, this is usually around when homecoming is. So I think it probably was.
I hope it was on purpose, because, like, I hope maybe somebody looked at Pitt's schedule and was like, oh, Pitt's going to be coming in here as the coastal favorites and we'll be ready to ruin it. but I'm sure it wasn't on purpose. Pitt is, I wouldn't say Pitt's the coastal favorite. There's no coastal favorite. Like, that's the trick.
No, we've already completed the circle of suck. We are all bad. And it's just different levels of bad. So.
How are you feeling about this game?
I'm going to enjoy some drinks at tailgate is how I'm feeling about the game.
Okay, that's good.
Well, we're coming off a bye. And then before that, we beat Miami at Miami. So it's got to be, like, good, I guess. I don't know. Rested anybody that was maybe a little banged up might be not as banged up. Team put out a fun little video with Halloween costumes today. So sure. We're going to go have a good time.
Oh, that's good. See, that's the Go ACC spirit. I, I don't remember why I did this, but I wrote down stigmata for this game.
Just because we're bleeding from all of our orifices.
Yes, I think so. And so, but so is Pitt. Like,
see, I've got this as Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So
okay, I did consider that too.
I clearly don't feel that great about any game, but I mean, what's left on the schedule to win? If we're gonna get to 4-4, I think we gotta probably win this one.
So like the trick with Texas Chainsaw, and I think I just love Texas Chainsaw so much that I didn't feel like I could give it to anybody. Like no game was worthy of it. But like the thing with Texas Chainsaw Massacre is that like that's a movie that everyone thinks is gory but actually isn't.
Right. It's just you remember it as being so bloody and awful, kind of like Psycho. Like you remember it as being like the most, you know, well, I guess at the time it was like, you remembered it as being like really violent and like one person died and you didn't see any of it. But yeah.
So like there's really no game I think that falls into that category that like you feel super disturbed and scared after watching it, but like you didn't actually see anything bloody, because I think we anticipate we'll see a lot of blood in a lot of these movies.
That's fair.
/ football games. So. Metaphorical blood, of course. We don't want to see literal blood.
No, please no actual blood. I've already been at a game where a dude broke the hell out of his leg, and that was not fun. That was not fun.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, look, Georgia Tech's in a transitional year. We understand that. I guess everyone's just sort of willing to kind of throw out this year, right? At this point, it's year zero.
I think people wanted it to be good right away because there's so much buy-in and there's so much excitement around the program. And so people felt really good and had really positive feelings about Coach Collins and the new offense. And it was, you know, it's big and flashy and fun. And it's all over the place. Like there are billboards all over the place here. So like to start the season, you go up to Clemson. Like I was fine. Yes. Start the season at Clemson, get that one out of the way. I don't have to care about that ever again. And then you beat South Florida, and then you come lose to the Citadel, and then people are like, oh, wait, we're still going to be really bad. So I think after that, people were upset, and then like you lost after that. And so it was just like, okay, well, I don't need to be as invested this year, I guess. Because it is a transition, and like it's probably going to be a multi-year transition. So
yeah, no, I agree. And look, I mean, they beat Miami in one of the dumbest games of the year, but it still counts. So
hey man, Presley Harvin for Heisman.
I did love that so much. That was so awesome. I love thick punters.
He is by far my favorite player. Like I love him to death. He's so great.
No, it's fun. I mean, that was awesome. But yeah, I mean, look, if you want me to tell you I trust Pitt in this game, I would be telling you a lie.
Why would you trust Pitt in any game? I don't trust Pitt.
So Pitt to me is actually it. Only because like I think Pitt is the deadlights.
Yeah. That could work.
If you look at Pitt, like something bad will happen to you and to Pitt.
And they only come around every, you know, however many decades.
Yeah, like 20 some years. 25, right? Is it 20? No, it's not 25. It was some weirder number.
Is it like, it's like 27 or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, it was something like that. It's like not a round number. I just reread this book recently for like the 10 millionth time. Not 10 million, because I don't have that much time to reread book. But
it is a large book.
It's my favorite. I love that book. It's not my favorite book, but it's one of them. I reread it a lot. But yeah, I haven't seen It Part 2 yet, and I'm still sad about that.
I have not either, so.
See, we need to live in the same city so that we could see these movies together.
Very
because no
so.
One else wants to, like, no one wants to see these movies with me. And everyone's like, no, I'm going to have nightmares. I'm like, God, what's wrong with y'all?
Suck it up.
That's right, exactly. So yeah, that's Pitt, Georgia Tech, and I think I probably should have picked, like, a horror comedy, like Evil Dead or something, because I will laugh hysterically if Pitt loses this football game.
Ready or Not would be a good one for that.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? That's actually, that was a very entertaining movie.
Yeah. Not yet, but I do like it. That gets us to Virginia UNC, and this is a tough one for me because, like, it's the South's oldest rivalry, as they will tell you over and over again, right?
I've never heard that before.
Have you not, for real?
No, I really have. I have heard it a million times because that's all they ever say.
Like, what else do you literally say about this game except we've played it a lot, right? Like,
these are teams.
These are two teams that have played a lot. Like, they don't even have a trophy. How do they not have a trophy? Florida State and Virginia have a trophy.
Georgia Tech Vanderbilt has a trophy.
Wait, does it?
It's a cowbell.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
It's great. It's been with Georgia Tech for a very long time.
Wow. Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. Why would this not have a trophy, though? This feels like it should have like a cheese plate.
Yeah. It really should, at least. Or like a Vineyard Vines gift card.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I know. It's an easy joke to make.
It's just the ceremonial, like, pair of cookies.
Yes, exactly. I went with, like, for this movie, I did go with The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari because it's, like, an old horror movie that I think actually, like, isn't all that great. But people are like, it's old. And it's great. And I'm just like, like Nosferatu, I get. If you've ever seen like a still from Nosferatu, it's freaking terrifying.
Oh, it's horrible. Like, that is literally the stuff of nightmare.
Yeah, like that Nosferatu is one of the scariest images that you'll see like from any movie of yesteryear and today. Like, it's super scary. Dr. Caligari is dated.
Even if you haven't seen Nosferatu, you know that image. You know, that's your original, like, scary vampire before they got all sparkly and not scary.
Dr. Caligari looks like a mime, like, wandering through a cartoon world that looks like, it's cool. Like, it's cool for what it is, but it's not scary. And right. That's kind of this movie to me. Like, it's old and people talk about it being old, and that's kind of the only reason it's significant. That's this game for me.
I've got this one as You Might Be the Killer, which might be a little niche.
I haven't heard of that one.
I don't know if it was like a sci-fi original, but I saw it on sci-fi the first time, and it's like, it's a horror comedy where this guy gets possessed by a mask that he puts on at a summer camp, and like, he's trying to call his friend to figure out like what's going on because people keep dying. And she's like, no, I think that like, you're actually the killer. I think you're killing people.
Oh my gosh.
So it's hilarious. Like, but like, people wanted to say that Virginia was going to be like, Virginia was going to win the coastal. They might win the coastal. I don't know. I don't think anybody should win the coastal at this point, but with Virginia and UNC, like, You might be the killer that goes on to win the coastal. Either one of you, who knows? So it's kind of between You Might Be the Killer and Let the Right One In.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, and it's hard because like, there are so many movies, and we'll touch on this before I get you out of here, but there are so many movies I would want to get to that I love, but I just couldn't make work for college football. But I still think we've made some good ones here. But for the actual game itself, like, I'm not going to play the game that we do where it's like, this could decide the coastal. I don't think that it necessarily will. I'll say this, like, I think Carolina still has two really tough games left, like at Pitt and at NC State. So like, even if Carolina wins this game, there's no guarantee that they're, you know, in the driver's seat. It's nice to have the head to head, but that doesn't mean they couldn't lose both of those. For Virginia, like, really at this point, I think Virginia needs to worry about, I'm not saying they don't want to win this game. I know that they do, but big picture, like, Virginia needs to worry about beating Virginia Tech. Like, that just needs to, that monkey needs to get off their back, so to speak. Like,
it felt like this was going to be the year until Virginia started slipping, and then like, Virginia Tech is just Virginia Tech, and they're going to get up for that game no matter what. It doesn't matter. That could be the only game they win all year, and that's the game that they're going to win. Like, I refuse to believe that Virginia is ever going to beat Virginia Tech until they actually do it.
No, I'm with you on that. I feel like, in a weird way, I feel like that game is like Get Out, because like, it's just, it may, like, everyone around, like, the one person is in there with sanity, and it's like, what's going on? What's happening? And everybody else seems to be, every other piece of logic seems to dictate things should be one way, but then they're just mysteriously the other way. And like, only one person in there recognizes what's going on. And it's just like, you're slowly going insane. And that's kind of like that game. It just makes no sense. And everyone's going crazy and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't know. It's a weird one. The psychological horror for sure for that one. That's way more of a psychological torture movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I feel like Carolina should win that game, which means that I'm going to pick Virginia. I mean, that's literally how I pick games now. Like, I picked Duke Carolina that way, and I was almost right. Like, I was like, Carolina's looked way better than Duke. Duke's on the struggle bus, so Carolina will win. Great. Or so Duke will win is what I thought, and I was almost right.
Yeah, well, very, very almost right.
Although I was so mad.
That was such a coastal game.
Oh my God. I was so mad. Like, I love David Cutcliffe, but I was so mad at him. Like, I was just like, what are you doing right now? And I don't know that I still to this day don't really know what he was doing on that last drive. But yeah, I feel like Carolina's in better shape. Like, they're getting healthy at the right time on defense, and you know, they're feeling good about themselves, and Virginia's obviously feeling pretty bad. So yeah, that's why it makes perfect sense that Virginia would win this game.
Oh yeah, of course. Why would anything that you would expect happen,
right,
in any of these matchups?
Yeah, I mean, Virginia is, you know, I know they're limping into this one almost literally because Bryce Perkins is not 100%, I don't think, and we'll see. The defense is certainly good enough to give Carolina problems, I guess, and Carolina... There's my email again. Go ACC. Carolina is, yeah. If they win this game, I'm locking them in for a bowl, like for sure. Because then they only have to beat Mercer to get to a bowl, and obviously they're going to beat Mercer. Oh. So,
look, obviously we were going to beat the Citadel. So,
okay, well, fair, but yeah, like I think like that's the big game for Carolina in that sense. Like, you can say they're in the driver's seat in the Coastal, but really for me, it's like now you're locked into a bowl, which is cool. Yeah. And that's, you know, Virginia is going to make a bowl regardless, I think. But this, if they beat Virginia in this game, they're going to be all but locked into a bowl. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'll be at this game. And of course, it's at night and it's a Carolina game. So I will be stuck in traffic after because it will not be decided until the end. So great.
That is the stadium I have not yet been to. So.
Wait, really?
I've been to NC State, I've been to Duke, I've been to Clemson, I've been to Blacksburg.
Yeah.
I've not been to Carolina, which is weird, because North Carolina is an easy trip for me to make. Like, it makes more sense than most trips.
Well, because they're still super excited about, like, Mack Brown and everything, they're, like, filling that place up, and because all of their games play out the exact same way, no one leaves on time, so... or no one leaves early.
Oh, so you can't even make a Quiet Place joke.
No. That's way more Duke right now. Yeah. Oh, sad. I hate seeing Duke like this. It kind of sucks, but it is what it is. I don't even have a good team for Louisville. Like, I can't even think of a good movie for Louisville because they're such a feel good story.
I think what is like a really triumphant like ending.
Every yeah. ending has like a weird twist to it. Like, you know,
right.
I can't think of anything. Like, there are so many horror movies, though, and I'm, you know, I'll get you out of here on this, that like I wanted to get to that I just couldn't make work. And it really sucks. Like, I mentioned Triangle. I'm glad I could work that in. I was going to recommend like a few movies if people are still looking for something scary to watch on Halloween. Like, and there are movies that you might not have seen. I don't know if they're streaming anywhere, to be fair, but if you haven't seen Old Boy and you have a strong stomach, you should watch it. Watch the original Black Christmas 1974 version. I don't know if you're with me on that.
I actually agree with you on that one. The first remake was not great.
I haven't seen the new one.
How I feel about and then they're coming out with a second remake this like December.
Yeah.
So, and that's done by Blumhouse, which is probably going to be okay.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. I saw it in 2019. So I was like, oh, it must be out and I just haven't seen it yet, but okay. Christmas. That's cool. But that movie's really, really good. Almost any Korean horror movie you can watch is going to be really good.
Oh yeah. Like that's where all of the new fun stuff is with the Korean horror movies. Like it used to be like Japanese horror movies were the thing. And like, there's really interesting stuff coming out of the Korean movies.
I really liked The House of the Devil. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Is that the one where the girl like is supposed to like take care of the mom or whatever?
They're
culty.
This one is like she's babysitting. Yeah. And it's like there's a lot of like weird things going on. Yeah. Yes. That's kind of like that. Yeah. Okay. But like the suspense in that movie is really good. It's hard for me to recommend movies to people because sometimes when I do, they're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. The Hell House movies that I mentioned, those are good.
Okay. I haven't seen those yet, so I'm going to have to.
They're on Shudder, which if you like horror movies, I recommend getting a subscription to Shudder. Because it's basically just Netflix for just horror movies. Let's see. Ready or Not was a fun movie.
I also love Insidious.
I have seen the first two. I haven't seen the last two.
The first is the best, obviously. So,
yeah. Well, that is typically how it goes. I actually liked the Annabelle movies.
I almost used one of those for like the Boston College Syracuse game because I feel like that's like the bizarro horror category, like Chucky and those types of movies. But oh, also The Mist. Watch that one.
Ooh. Obviously, I have a deep love for Halloween.
Yes, I love Halloween.
So all of those movies. Halloween 3 is a really fun one. It's a standalone, so you don't have to get into the whole Michael Myers everything. So that's a good one I would recommend watching.
If you can handle it, Texas Chainsaw is really great. We've talked about it. It's a lot. It is a lot. So, all right. Well, I'm going to get you out of here on that, Emily. You can find her at The Sports Broad on Twitter. She's a great follow. You should follow her. And my kid is still going to pick games. My husband subbed in for me because my voice is on the DL, as you can hear. Happy Halloween, everybody, and see you next week.
You want a hug, Wake Forest?
Yeah.
You want to wish them a happy Halloween?
Yeah.
So NC State, Wake Forest, you pick Wake Forest.
Okay.
It's D-State.
Oh, so you don't know.
No. Miami or Florida State?
Florida State.
Okay. Take a bite. North Carolina or Virginia?
Virginia.
You broke my heart. Virginia Tech or Notre Dame?
Virginia Tech.
Okay.
That one not very cute.
Boston College or Syracuse?
Syracuse. I was wrong. Syracuse.
Yeah.
They need it.
I'm sure they'll be all juiced about it. Pittsburgh or Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech.
Okay.
I miss that.
Take another bite. And this is the hardest game of the week. Wofford or Clemson?
And then you give me that?
Mm-hmm.
Wofford or Clemson? The Terriers and the Tigers.
The Tigers.
That's right.
I want to have the Tigers.
That's not a good idea.